This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. A technology startup founded in 2009, Bits Media is known for developing and publishing the world's most popular Muslim lifestyle app, Muslim Pro. Bits Media is one of the portfolios of Capti Inventures. And what started as the intention of providing the most accurate prayer times for Muslims wherever they are? Well, they've come a long way. I'm here with the co-CEO, Nick Emirdin, and it's also an app that we speak during Ramadan. So good morning, Nick. I'll call you Nick.
Yes, that's fine. Good morning, Frida. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
I know that my colleague, we've spoken to you before. I've also spoken to Farah before. But it's just an interesting thing to just find out what's been happening. So the last time I spoke to Farah, you were 120 million downloads. What are the numbers now?
Yeah, no, it doesn't seem like a long time ago, but thankfully we've actually reached 140 million downloads. And this is only the start of the year. I think we have a lot of exciting updates that we'll be talking through. So we're very, very positive about this year.
I'm very intrigued, right? Your 140 million downloads, where are they mostly from?
Yeah, so that's a good question. A lot of people ask us, you know, you're based in Southeast Asia, where is your key market? And the really unique thing about the Muslim Pro platform is that we really say that we're global. So what do I mean by global? If you look at our top five markets, of course, within this region, Indonesia being our largest market, also due to the fact that it's the most populous Muslim country in the world. Malaysia also is in our top five, which is a very good, you know, for us, we always feel that the Malaysian users are a very strong user base for us. But when we round out the rest of the top five, we also have countries like the US, France, UK, and even India. So that gives really a flavor for us being quite a global platform.
Right. And we forget, right? There are huge Muslim populations in these places in the UK and America as well, right? Okay. Now, I know there's this other aspect that we'll talk about, which is a call box, if I pronounce that correctly, but we'll talk about that later. Now, even when developing content, right, how do you cater to what's universal and what's cultural?
Yes, that's a very good point. And I think the first thing is actually to ask ourselves and to recognize honestly that the global Muslim population is not homogenous. So the moment you try to create content that you think is going to appeal or, you know, cover the whole global community, I think that's a losing battle to begin with. So what's really been good with what we do is we really try to identify certain markets or certain, you know, cohorts of communities. For example, if we talk about Malaysia, Indonesian, it's not just in Malaysia and Indonesia. There's a whole diaspora of the communities living all around the world. But what we try to do is definitely localize our content for these various communities and then really make an effort to see what are potentially some of the common themes. So we talk about, you know, for the Muslim population, identity is a very important thing. Inspiration. One thing, if you talk to communities all around the world, there's so much negativity in how they themselves are being portrayed, whether we talk about Hollywood content, yes, whether we talk about social media, all these themes. Although it's slight differences, slight challenges that the communities face depending on where they're based, there are definitely common themes. And we as a global platform try to make sure we kind of cover those key themes. And ultimately, I think we just, you know, one of the things I tell our team is we have to be the platform to deliver, you know, the positive inspiration to the community, right? So that's what we focus on.
Okay. What about in terms of language considerations?
Yeah, exactly. And that's also been, you know, we talked about 140 million downloads, right? One of the reasons why we've been able to scale is that we really make that effort to localize. So for example, you look at our content. Our app is available in almost 20 different languages. Beyond that, even the content that we have, our Quran, we've actually made that effort to translate it, not only in the traditional Muslim languages that you probably know, like, you know, Bahasa Indonesia, Bahasa Malaysia, but we have our Quran translations in Korean, in Japanese, you know, the transliteration. And how do we do that? We use technology. So, for example, one of the great, quite excited that the team managed to integrate is we've integrated text-to-speech technology. So instead of having to go through a very manual process of finding, you know, someone to recite the translation of the Quran in all the different languages, we integrated an up-and-coming technology, text-to-speech, and that immediately allows us to make it available to so many more languages. users. So basically, users in Korea, users in many, many other countries are able to then, you know, tap on to our platform and benefit from this, right?
Okay. And so what kind of content do you find, you know, you talk about this kind of content that you want to come up, which is positive, but what do you find has been, you know, most appealing to your audience, right, in different parts? And what was like surprising? Okay, people looking for more of this kind of content.
Yeah, no, that you know, for us, okay, so maybe to answer that question, you know, I have to explain a little bit about the evolution of the content on the Muslim Pro. I think at the start, we really started with the core kind of utility content, or the content that, you know, Muslims needed to practice their faith. So in essence, these are things like when do they pray, you know, all the Quran. We were the first kind of app to really fully digitize and integrate a functional solution for Muslims, so that instead of having to carry a Quran around, they could, you know, utilize our app wherever they were on the go, whether they were traveling, whether they were in, you know, the new country, they could get access to this very important information, right? So we always knew that would be the main kind of content that really, you know, our core audience would really use time and time. It's kind of evergreen content. What was very interesting is we started to find for many of our users saying that for me, that, you know, that's a very, you know, the core content is important, but being a Muslim is actually a lifestyle. It's not just about the praying five times a day. You know, I'm interested in what food, halal, or when I travel, what opportunities do I have? Or for example, family, what are the important themes or content that would appeal to me as either as a practicing Muslim, or even for what we notice overseas as a newly converted Muslim, right? They wanted to learn not just about the core stuff, but also what are the key content. So a few years ago, we started experimenting more on the written side. We started writing articles. We had short form content, and that was very well received, you know, especially by the so-called younger generation of Muslims that really aspire to have this Muslim lifestyle. I think, you know, being in Malaysia, you're very familiar with the growth of modest fashion. Some of the speakers on the BFM platform are, you know, have done very well, have been involved in that. So this is all part of the Muslim lifestyle. So what really accelerated this is when what we saw was that we started to see is that our trends, you know, during COVID, it started to spike, and users were spending more time on their mobile phones. They were spending more time on apps, and therefore we had to keep up with this, right? We had to evolve, and that's when we really accelerated kind of our push into content. And then of course, last year, we really transitioned from the short form written content into video content. And I guess we'll be talking about that with Callbox a little bit later.
Okay, so when you look at the people that download, do you, like, what are the demographics? I mean, in terms of, I mean, not so much where they're from, but like age, that kind of thing, gender, I'm sure you have a view.
Yes, yeah, no, it's pretty much exciting. I think one of the things that we're also proud of is that we have quite a healthy balance. Just to give you an idea, you know, it differs but slightly country by country, but globally, 55% of our users are male, 45% female. So I think that gives us a very good balance. And what's interesting, I think, especially now with the adoption of technology, is that most of the heavy users in our app, you know, they are under the 35 age group. So what we find is that really there's this, you know, this group of very technology advanced, technology savvy users that have completely different lifestyle. You know, our old traditional users, you know, Muslim Pro has been around for a while. So I would say our users 5-6 years ago, they would come in, you know, they get the utility tools and they're done. But now our younger users, they want more. You know, they want, you know, like I said, Islam is a lifestyle for them. When they're traveling, they want solutions. They want basically a one-stop solution, you know, in one app. They want everything there. So that's what we are hoping to be able to provide to them as a service, right?
All right. I'm here with Nick Emirdin from Bits Media talking about Muslim Pro. We'll talk about Callbox in just a moment. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Books, figurines, movies. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Nick Emirdin from Bits Media talking about the lifestyle app Muslim Pro, but they've also got a new offering called Callbox. But before we get into that, so you founded this in 2009.
No. So I'm not the founder. The app was created in 2009 and it's been around for a while. So, I mean, I joined quite a while ago and really helped to grow the app and the platform as well.
Yeah. All right. So, okay, this new offering, Calbox, a new Muslim streaming service is available within the app. Why did this come about?
Actually, to tell the story of Calbox, I think you got to know a little bit about the name Calbox. So for those who are not familiar, Calb actually means heart in Arabic. Right. So the reason why we named it Callbox, I think, is because for us, the aspiration is to make it the heart of Muslim entertainment. And I think this is, you know, we talked about how 10 years ago when, well, more than 10 years ago, when Muslim Pro was first created, there was really no one servicing the needs of the Muslim community in terms of a digital solution, basically providing the core utility tools. Similarly, 10 years later, or more than 10 years later, what we find is that there is no real global platform servicing the needs, the entertainment needs of the Muslim community. So we felt with Callbox that it was the right time for us, having our global platform, having millions and millions of users who have been able to give us insights, have been able to come in and tell us the kind of content that they want. We felt it was the right time for us to expand our offering and introduce a new video service as well.
Right. Okay. And what went into the conception of this offering? You know, I mean, where were you sitting down? I mean, like, okay, when did this come about?
Yeah. So as I said, you know, it was very natural extension. You know, we were very, especially, you know, the last 2 years, we were very heartened with the lifestyle content that we were putting out. And this, you know, when we talk about the different themes, you know, this can range anything from the growing trends in terms of halal food and basically halal tourism. People are looking for content around travel, around food, around fashion, around history. You know, we have around culture. So what we realize is that for us, a lot of the a lot of this content that comes from the Muslim communities globally is so rich. It's so diverse. It's so rich. And the best way to view it is really on a video experience, because when you really get to see the people, you get to hear their stories, you get to see them. And that's really part of why we felt that we had to be develop a platform that not only would showcase Muslim communities, but would actually be able to connect the Muslim communities globally. So what I mean, what we find, you know, in Malaysia, I'm sure you know, we have a lot of great content that's being produced, but it's always, you know, kind of safeguarded or kind of restricted to this, right? So we have, you know, our users in the US and Europe, they've probably never seen some of the great content that's coming in our region. So what we essentially, our value proposition was not only to number one, create a global platform, but to also connect these global Muslim communities. So that's, I guess, the first kind of conceptualization in terms of what was the main thinking behind Callbox. The second one is that, yes, there are a lot of streaming platforms. People are used to now subscribing. I'm sure you yourself may subscribe to one or two other service. But for the Muslim community, what we recognize is they need a personalized, tool. They also need a personalized service, meaning that one that is curated, that is safe, and is very relevant, that aligns with the values of the Muslim community. So I think that was the second part of our criteria in terms of making sure that we really differentiate ourselves from the other streaming services out there by making sure that not only by the type of content that we have in there, which I talked about earlier, which is going to be from the Muslim community itself, it's inspiring, it's kind of uplifting, great content, but also safeguarding the platform to make sure that, you know, Muslim families don't have to worry, they can have their whole family watching it and it's completely curated and personalized for their own needs, right?
Right. What are the offerings this Ramadan that you have?
Yeah, so it's an exciting, you know, we have great lineup of content. You know, Ramadan is the month, where Muslims really get in touch with their faith. So not only do we have content where we really put together the blockbusters. So if you talk about content that Muslims look for, so even historical kind of great shows like The Message, or even documentaries produced like Al-Aqsa, which talks about a documentary of a very famous mosque that Muslims look to. But beyond that, we've also, like I said, tried to cover the whole aspects of Ramadan. I mean, we know Ramadan food is very important. Muslims fast at the end of the day, they're looking for food ideas. So one of our original productions, first, one of our first few original productions is related to, it's called Food from the Heart, and it will really be showcasing how different Muslims all around the world prepare food. So this is really, it's really exciting stuff. It's really relevant stuff. And we're really excited to showcase it to our users, including our Malaysian users as well.
Of course, when you get to Malaysia, they just show you to a hotel where you can have this huge buffet spread.
Yes, yes. And most of the time, overeating, right? Eating too much.
Okay, no, actually, when you were talking about this as well, right? And I'm just wondering, you would think Muslim, but is a large part of your followers also from the Middle East?
No, so surprisingly, Middle East is really an area that most people, exactly, you brought the point. When most people hear Muslim Pro, they must think, Middle East, that must be your key area. But surprisingly, it's not. It is a growing area. Muslim Pro grows in almost every region that we're in, including the Middle East. But I would say that the Middle East already traditionally has a very good supporting infrastructure, right? I mean, you look at it, whether it's TV, radio, or even the physical, the malls and everything, I think they get enough information. But what's really lacking is really,
in the European other parts
countries,
of the world,
the
right?
other parts of the world, right? Oh. So that's why I think we've performed strongly. But what we're really starting to see is that when it comes to content, even our Middle East users are attracted to content that they're not naturally getting from the Middle East, because they have great Arabic content, but they may not be getting great, Malaysian content or even, some of our global content. So what we're hoping to do with Callbox is basically to test the traditional boundaries of what people generally consume, what they used to consume in their home ground, but also kind of making available, content that they may not necessarily come across in their daily lives. So I think we'll see a lot more, we've seen the popularity. I mean, if I talk about the mainstream space, we've seen the popularity of Korean drama that right. traditionally has been very popular with a small segment, but now, you've seen it adopted globally. So what we're hoping to do within the global Muslim community is to have that sort of ripple effect as well, where we would have, it could be Malaysian content, it could be Indonesian, it could be very specific content, but then having that really resonate and being picked up globally, right? And I think that's really part of our role as a platform to do that.
So there's no shortage of content in terms of getting content. It's just, I guess, the good quality content that you're looking for.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's where we're very excited. We talked to so many great content creators, content producers. What has been lacking in the past is the distribution, right? And having really what they call a home. What do I mean by that? I mean, if you look at it, it's quite many Hollywood productions do have, they may have a Muslim character. Usually it's portrayed in a negative light. We're trying to fix that. Or most of the time, they don't get as much visibility on the platforms, right? There's not, if you talk about any mainstream platform, they're not going to be promoting Muslim content simply because the audience is majority, not the target market, right? So what we do by having a home where we can kind of, aggregate and really focus and specialize on this kind of content, I hope that it also creates an opportunity for all those content creators out there to say, hey, now if I want to produce Muslim content, now if I want to really create something, not, kind of whitewash it so that it's mainstream and it can kind of, be acceptable. If I really want to create a piece of content that caters to the Muslim community, there's now a global platform. There's now a natural home for that, right? Which is Callbox. So that's really what we're trying to do as well.
So I guess like that will be the focus for Bits Media at the moment, just, developing Callbox and its offerings for now. Are we looking at raising more funds?
Yeah, no, it's exciting. And there's always two parts that I always like to say about the Bits Media story. One is really, we've really been flying under the radar as a very successful platform and a product, right? 140 million downloads. We've really servicing the global Muslim community. The other side is that you probably haven't heard much about us in the fundraising is that, we've been quite disciplined. We've been growing, through our internal cash flows. And that's worked very well for us, on the core side. Now, having said that, we have big aspirations. We do want to really be a serious player in the content space. And part of that means, being part of the ecosystem. And we have to go out. We have to do. That's why
right.
I'm excited to be speaking to you. We participated in the Cannes Film Festival earlier. Farah, right. you mentioned my colleague Farah, so she was there. And there's so much excitement. There's so much. We had such a great reception that we realized that hey, you know, we really need to accelerate this. We really need to grow our platform and really get it out there. So with that, I think we are potentially looking at some fundraising in the near future as well.
All right. Okay. Thanks for speaking to us. It's been a pleasure. I've been speaking to Nick Emiruddin from Biz Media, talking about Muslim Pro and also the new offering Call Box. This is Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.